This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain, I'm your captain. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
I got to tell you, this is almost too good to be true. Earlier in the program this morning, we talked about the idea of bail being eliminated essentially in Los Angeles County. You've got a lot of cities in Los Angeles County suing to stop that. But guess what, folks? It looks like LaFonza Butler, who's now just been appointed to become the new senator from the great state of California back in 2018, worked to get a law signed into effect that would abolish bail for criminals in the state. Guess what? It actually got quashed by 55.4% by California voters in a referendum in November of 2020. So if she's going to represent the state of California, I guess, you know, maybe she's got something to learn then about maybe where California's going with this kind of stuff. All right, welcome to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning. It's a wonderful Tuesday morning, and we have so much to talk about as we go across the overnight hours in America. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Signal Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station. That's AM860, The Answer. By way of Southern California this morning to our great radio affiliates all across the country and, of course, up on the satellite on the GCN network. I want to give a shout-out to everybody at GCN this morning. And, of course, if you're streaming the show, we want to welcome you as well, wherever you might be around the country or around the world. Once again, the telephone line, 1-877-969-8600. My name's Kyle Warren, and let's get right over to our special guest this segment, who is Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Professor. Great to be with you, as always.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, you know, I understand that you wanted to send out some special congratulations this morning.
I do. As a moment or two of personal privilege, on behalf of all those who serve and have served the nation in military uniform, but in particular, those of the greatest generation, which is unfortunately a vanishing generation, I want to wish a happy birthday to my friend, Tech Sergeant John Skeen of the 7th Infantry Division. He turns 105 years old today. And oh, by the way, here in my county, Mountain County, Florida, today was declared by the Board of County Commissioners to be John Skeen Day. He's the oldest living veteran here in Mayfield County, one of the oldest living veterans in the state of Florida, by the way, and he will be Grand Marshal of the Veterans Day Parade down here in Palmetto. I will be giving a shout-out to him, and on this Thursday at Bob Evans Restaurant off of SR-70, we're going to have two things. It'll be a historical reenactment. We're bringing down the French consulate from Tampa. We'll be down here. We're going to do a little historical reenactment of the liberation of a small French town that the company that John Skeen, who was a platoon sergeant, served in, will be there, in addition to wishing him a happy birthday. And so that would be a great event. That's open to the public down here at 9 a.m. on Thursday. And one other thing is happening Thursday. Everybody needs to come out to Heritage Harbor Golf Club because once a month, and that's our new venue, we'll have lunch with the captain. Start showing about 11:30 there at Heritage Harbor Golf Club right off of I-75. But special shout-out and happy birthday to my friend John Skeen. He twice turned down a battlefield commission so he could stay with his platoon. And he's a recipient of the Purple Heart. He got awarded a great American, for sure.
Well, that's really amazing. And, I mean, 105 years old, that is a milestone in and of itself, but, of course, also to have served his country in that regard. And, again, part of that greatest generation. And, as you said, unfortunately, this is the fading generation, but to be able to give him some recognition, accolades, and just happy birthday, that is, that's really, really something. You know, you can imagine, Kevin, about these stories that these guys tell, that these veterans tell. And just, you know, if you've seen a movie or something like that, I know it just doesn't even begin to do it justice. And to do that kind of sacrifice is, to me, is just overwhelming.
Yeah, well, Professor, and you speak about remembering, at 105 years old, he is still one of the key historians for his outfit, the 7th Infantry Division. He writes and captures the history of the outfit, because he's got an amazing mind. He remembers things from not just World War II, but from World War I, which when he was born and at that period right there, that are astounding. He's still got a license to drive. He drives during the day. He lives independently like that. He's an amazing person. That's why I always tell folks, he's 105 years young, because make no mistake about it. I'm almost a half century younger than him, and I'm challenged in my discussions with him. God bless him, and he'd be the first to say this is on behalf of all those deserve, but in particular those in his outfit, and there were many of them that perished in fighting for the liberation of France and Europe and World War II.
And, you know, when you think about that, too, you know, you're thinking about, I mean, you know, we're on the other side of history in the sense, I mean, we're looking back at it. It's all done. And as we learned about it, you know, at least when I was growing up, but it was a done deal. But at that time, it was far from a done deal. I mean, this was day by day. They didn't know, you know, I mean, they were hoping that overwhelmingly they go into Normandy and do all this, but it was far from over at that time. And there were no guarantees.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. It is not. And that increasingly, the further we get away and the lower the percentage of folks that have served in combat or had to fight for the things that we take for granted, the more that will be true. So it's really on younger veterans and the newest generations and they've got to catch and tell the story of all that, because we've got to bring up our youth to appreciate that there's been great prices paid for the freedoms that we enjoy.
You are absolutely right about that. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, stay on the line because we're going to hit our first break here. When we come back, folks, we got a lot to talk about. 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right, we are racing through this 5 o'clock hour this morning as we continue to go across your radio dial across the United States of America and to the world via the Internet, by the way. My name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. If you have a question for me or for our special guest, U.S. Army retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel, I should say, Kevin Wright. All right, well, once again, folks, real quick. Quickly, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the folks over at Relief Factor. That's father and son team, of course, of Pete and Seth Talbot, and we appreciate them very much. You want to head over to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You want to check out the 1995 3-week quick start. That's the 1995 3-week quick start. And why should you take Relief Factor? Well, because it works, and a lot of people out there are facing inflammation, these kinds of things that cause pain. Well, this is what this product is designed to target. And it does this by the ingredients that are in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. And that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. So go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And if you take the product as directed, you might know in about 3 weeks or so how it's working for you. Some people, it works a lot faster, just a few days from what we understand. But everybody's different, so you want to definitely see how this works for you. We're confident that it will. And there are no drugs, by the way, in this product. That's the other thing you can take to the bank on this. There are no drugs ever in this product. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. And before we get back to U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, just want to make sure that as we move forward through this segment, if in fact you begin to hear this sound, please do not panic. You don't need to proceed to the exits, because that's just Representative Jamal Bowman telling us that we're not voting. So there's no vote. If you hear that sound, it's Jamal Bowman telling us we don't have to go vote on anything, because we don't want to, or at least they don't want to. All right, here we go. Back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Lieutenant Colonel.
Well, you know, he wouldn't have had to throw that fire alarm if it weren't for those Nazi Republicans in the House, you know.
Yeah, you're right about that.
He was sounding the alarm that the Nazi Republicans are coming, He envisioned himself being a modern-day Paul Revere, I guess. That's how strange things are.
No kidding. Well, I don't think I'll ever get over all that. I mean, that's just really something. I mean, you get thrown out of school if you pull the fire alarm, for goodness sakes.
They ought to be sent to the office and sent home and get spankings, all of them.
That's right, or a good talking to. All right, well, we do have a caller hanging on the line right now. We got Backgammon Bob. Do you feel like taking a call real quick?
All right, BB.
Okay, here we go. Backgammon Bob, good morning.
Yeah. Well, that's a really great news about out in California, how they've overturned that no bail thing, because I think that might be one of the most important pieces of news that we hear, because that's a sign the country might be starting to turn around, especially if it can be turned on the local elections. And another thing I saw was even Bill Clinton has decided that it might be time to do something about the border. And the main thing is, if we can get things done at the local level, get some of this stuff overturned, that's what we need to do. All right, want to know what the Colonel thinks about that. Thanks a lot.
All right, very cool. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Have a great morning.
Yep.
Oh, I got to tell you, Professor, I think BB's a little bit more optimistic than I am, because, as you noted, that was an outrageous thing to put on the ballot for voters. And, yeah, I know, anything coming out of California is good news. We like to inflate it because, yay. But that doesn't mean things will turn around. You said, what, was a 54% vote for that? That means that 46% of the voters voted otherwise. And people got to bear in mind, this Maryland gal, now turned back to being a California gal so that she can be a new California senator by the governor's appointment. She is the epitome of everything far left and all the organizations that she represents. So, yeah, Kamala Harris, if she had a part in telling Newsom, hey, this is our gal to do this, and if you're a radical far-left person, yeah, she's a great choice for that. And so I wouldn't celebrate too much that she's been beat down or anything like that for that. They've been emboldened by that. So that was a little bit out there. As far as the border, it's gonna be a while. We're not going to turn around this porous border as a result of anything that's occurring right now, as a result of anything the Freedom Caucus or Matt Gaetz is doing to Speaker, it isn't going to happen. In fact, a lot of what Matt Gaetz is doing right there, I don't think it's for show. I know what he's doing and why he's doing it, but in the end, as long as you've got a Democratic president, a Democratic-controlled Senate, and a narrow minority in the House, it doesn't matter. It's not going to change anything. It's just making a statement. If you think, like I sometimes do, quite often, that the speaker is a bit of a weak speaker, he it is, but he's probably about the best bet you're going to have until America gets serious, and that this red wave we talked about, which never materialized, and we pulled our lives to ourselves, and we actually turn around the White House and the Senate, it's not going to change. So quit blowing, quit doing it. Quit thinking you're going to make any real incredible change with that narrow minority that we have right now. It's all going to be talk. The real changes are going to occur. Keep your mind on November 2024 and beyond.
Well, I hear you, and they need to have unity to be able to do that. And one of the things, too, is that if you can build on small victories and then go to the American people during the main election and say, we were able to accomplish this with what we have right now. Imagine if you give us the tools to really make substantive changes. I mean, I think that's a campaign point right there. But yeah, some of the infighting, that's used by the left to say, look, they're all in disarray.
Yeah, the Dems are in disarray too, the Republicans. That's okay. That's a part of the Republic. Disagreement's still pretty good, but you're right. You've got to unify around the principles that bind us as Americans, that's for sure. One of the interesting things is, I read about one of the Freedom Caucus, I think it was from the Mountain State. He said that on election night, he was praying that the House would be won by the narrow majority that we have in the House right now, because and he spoke truth, actually, because in a way, the Freedom Caucus actually exercises more power when the Republicans have a narrow minority, particularly given the Senate being Democrat's hand and the White House being in. They exercise more power because Speaker McCarthy has to be much more beholden. And the fact that the deal that's being, the fact that the second time in the last 100 years that we're exercising this, that was a deal that was struck to be able to do that with the Speaker. So actually, a deal that McCarthy had to agree to with the Freedom Caucus is what's being used right now to call him. Now, will it amount to anything? No, I don't think so.
Well, Steve Martin, the great comedian Steve Martin, he had a funny phrase way back, I think even in the 70s. He said, hey, comedy is not pretty. Well, politics isn't pretty either. I mean, it's pretty rough and tumble, and we just saw a lot of rough and tumbling going on.
Oh, yeah, and that's at every level of government. I mean, I experienced down here in local government in a big way, in its state, even in the Florida, we talk about the free state, but there are still so many things for those that love freedom, love liberty, love the founding principles endowed in the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution. There's always going to be battles, and you got to be ever vigilant, and you got to continue to battle it. Compromise, not on principle, but compromise. Take the half loaf, and you will win the whole loaf later.
Well, indeed, yeah, you got to capitalize on small victories, and that's even how you win wars to some degree or another, because sometimes you can't do one fell swoop. Speaking of that, just real quick, we've got about 30 seconds. Do you think that having to debate the Ukraine funding in and of itself on its own, is that a plus or a minus?
Well, I always have a frank and honest discussion about where our money's going for anything, but particularly when you talk about anything that's going to add to $133 trillion in debt, because we just smoothed out things. We didn't decrease any spending. We just kept it at levels. But, the funding of Ukraine, and that's not over. It don't matter whether there's a deal or somebody was talking between McCarthy and Biden. The fact is that was going to be true anyway. This administration clearly is going to continue to look to get increasing money without a strategic objective in Ukraine. So we need to have that continued discussion. It's a healthy discussion, and we need to decide what our strategy is and what we're going to do with the money that we're putting towards that effort.
Very, very, very good indeed. I completely agree. All right, well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again on Thursday, and you have yourself a great morning, sir.
You as well, Professor.
Take care. All right, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. We're coming right back. We got Harrison on sports. You don't want to miss it. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
USA News Update. When doing the math, the United Auto Workers strike has cost the U.S. economy nearly $4 billion. It cites lost wages for workers and more than $1 billion in manufacturing declines at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The damage to the economy by the strike accounts for additional costs to suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Thousands of workers are striking against the big three U.S. automakers, demanding better pay and more benefits. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is working to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his position. Gaetz filed a motion yesterday to force a vote. The move comes as McCarthy worked with Democrats to pass a short-term funding bill to keep the government open, which conservative members of the conference were opposed to. Republicans want much less government spending and point to it as why inflation is so high. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
What a night is right, folks. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And glad to be with you, of course. If you'd like to call in and opine, we would love to hear from you. That was a great discussion, by the way, with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He had a lot of great things to say, and especially about that 105-year-old veteran who's going to be celebrating their birthday. This is just it's just a great story, overwhelming story. Again, to think about those who fought in the war, World War II, of course, and just the things that sacrifices that were made in that particular instance, again, are just overwhelming. And so many of those who actually fought in that war and were alive at that time, of course, were smaller and smaller numbers all the time, of course. But once again, great conversation there with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. All right, well, this portion of the program, we want to let you know, is being brought to you by MyPillow. You want to go over and check them out at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. You just need the promo code CAPTAIN. That's all you need, promo code CAPTAIN, if you want to check out the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, or the towel sets as well. Just to name a few, head on over there. check out all the great offers that they have and discounts that they have. But the key to the discounts, is that promo code, which is altogether now, Captain. That's all you need. If you want to call them on the phone, you want to talk to a real person, that's fine too. 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. And again, be sure to use the promo code Captain. That way you're going to get the deep discounts and you're going to save a bundle. Well, actually, during the break, I was hearing some of the news feed come down, and one of those stories was that Donald Trump got some good news from the Supreme Court, basically. And the good news for him was, of course, that the Supreme Court actually turned down or decided they would not hear a case from a person by the name of John Anthony Castro. Now, we told you about this several weeks ago when this was starting up. He's a tax consultant, and what's being noted here by Newsweek as a long-shot candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, who argued that Trump should be disqualified from running under the U.S. Constitution's 14th Amendment due to his alleged role in the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. Castro cited a provision in the Civil War-era amendment that states American officials can't hold office if they, quote, engaged in insurrection or rebellion or had given aid to insurrectionists. You know, so I don't know if this was something where he wanted to, like, get a name out there, wanted to do something, get a name for himself. But the Supreme Court decided not to hear it. I think on its merits, it's the right decision for the Supreme Court. They're not going to hear this because by all accounts, now you can talk about should President Trump have gone out and made a speech that day, you know, and there are others that were up on the stage as well that said a lot of different things that went much further than President Trump ever did. But generally speaking, and even Jonathan Turley has, he's a professor, of course, at George Washington University, a law professor, constitutional law professor. And he's of the mind as well as among many others that this that the speech that the president gave or the speech the things that he said were protected that they're First Amendment issues and don't rise to the level of being seditious or inciting an insurrection or these kinds of things. Now people did various things on January 6th. I'm not going to get all into it obviously right now, but the merits of this particular accusation that John Anthony Castro brought seems to have been simply rejected by the court. So I think that was the right decision legally, constitutionally, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to continue to hear about the 14th Amendment. We've actually heard others, mainstream politicians, but, you know, people in the Congress or in the Senate actually talking about the 14th Amendment as well. So that's just one of many things that they believe is something that they can have a slam dunk on Donald Trump, if you will. So I will, as I said, we'll continue to hear this from time to time. All right. Well, the other day we had, of course, Mitch McConnell. He froze up for a second time. That was also very concerning. Mitch McConnell, you may recall, you know, had frozen up and he was just sort of standing there like a statue and people would ask him, you know, Senator, did you hear the question and this kind of thing. And you know, politics aside, all those things aside, when you see an individual, a human being doing that, you know that something is not right. Something's wrong. So, of course, McConnell said, or his the statements were put out that, well, he saw the physician and it's all fine. And he was back, talking later on or walking by the reporters and so forth. But it's very concerning. I mean, if you're in your workplace and somebody freezes for that long a period of time, you would know that something's up and you would be compassionate and say, what's wrong? Do you want us to call 911 or something like that? Well, evidently this was just recently over the last day or so, Sunday night, I believe, We have this audio. We just found it during the break here. And this is President Joe Biden evidently freezing during his comments on the government shutdown. It's very brief, but we'll get the idea of what happened here.
I hope this experience for the speaker has been one of a personal revelation. I'm not being facetious.
And so that doesn't sound good, does it? And you know what? I'll tell you this. It doesn't bring me any joy. I'm not saying this in any way, shape, or form to be mean-spirited at all. But that kind of, and it's immediately being compared to Mitch McConnell. And for the right reasons, because when we see people doing this, it obviously means that maybe something else is going on. And yes, I'm sure Joe Biden was tired. It was Sunday. It was all the stuff goes on. But even so, it just starts to pile on to these concerns that people have about Joe Biden. And I've always put it in this context. If your grandpa was doing this at that age and so forth, you'd be very concerned and you'd want him to try to take grandpa to the doctor, right? But Joe Biden, and by the way, age in and of itself is not the determining factor. In fact, we just heard Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright telling us about this amazing veteran who's 105 years old and drives around in the car and does all kinds of stuff. And John Skeen, I believe, was his name, and drives around in the car, does all this stuff that would probably wear out a normal mortal at that point who's 50 years younger. So age in and of itself isn't the thing. But it is, in fact, what happens if how people age or some other issue that they might have. And it's not Joe Biden's fault, but it is a reality. And I think that's one of the things that voters will focus on. And you bet your bottom dollar, this is one of the reasons why, if not the main reason why, the Democrat Party elite are looking at making a change. They're not just going to make a change on Tuesday. They're going to make a change. I think they'll try to use it as strategically as possible so that they can run it up to the convention, get as close to the convention as possible, make that change, and then just run out the last couple of months with somebody coming in and doing a quick campaign and this kind of thing. That's one of the ways that they can do it. We don't know what's going to happen in the interim, of course, and they may make a change sooner than that. But it's unfortunate to see this kind of thing happening because this is the same person that they have to wake up in the middle of the night. It reminds me of that movie War Games, where the thing, they start the simulation and something's going wrong, and later on one of the FBI people or something says, "I woke up the president and told him we were under attack by the Russians," and intimating Reagan back in those days when that movie was made. But this is the guy that gets woken up and say, where they tell him, "Mr. President, this is happening, something wrong, and how do we respond, sir?" And you got to have all your faculties. There's just no doubt about it. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. The call in line, 1-877-969-8600. That's the toll-free line as we go through this 5 o'clock hour here in the morning. And I hope to see you on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a flash.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And Genesis bringing us back here with that, that was a big hit for them, by the way. That's all. Well, we've got one more segment here this morning, our final segment of the morning here on the program, and that's not all, though, because coming up after this will be more great talk on your favorite radio station, so we hope that you'll stay tuned, and of course, we'll be back tomorrow night as well. But first, I want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they are the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And of course, they've been around forever. They've been, they've served so many different people in the community. And so from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in, or you can just give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Or stop on by to schedule, if you come to call, you can schedule an appointment, or stop on by again, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota, and check them out. Local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Once again, folks, my name is Kyle Warren. Glad to be with you, of course. The toll-free call-in line is 1-877-969-8600. As we broadcast from our flagship station, of course, AM860, The Answer, to all kinds of great radio affiliates all across the country, and of course up on the GCN network. And a great shout out to everybody listening this morning. Something caught my eye earlier as well. This from the New York Post. U.S. office real estate prices are headed for a severe crash. According to investors, the commercial real estate market is headed for a severe collapse, according to this story, due in large part to sky-high interest rates and declining property values, according to a survey of investors. Around two-thirds of those who responded to a Bloomberg News survey said they believe the commercial real estate market will recover only after a crash. When asked what they believe the price of office properties will hit bottom, when they will hit bottom, that is, 44% said they expect that to happen in the second half of next year, while 22% say it will be in the first 6 months of 2024, according to Bloomberg News. Now, why is this significant? Well, it's incredibly significant because when this starts to head south like that, you're going to see maybe defaults. You'll see all kinds of things happen with these properties, and not just in commercial properties that are being affected, office properties, but also, of course, you have multifamily properties, for example, that are being affected by this. You have groups of investors, real estate investment trusts, and so forth, and they refinance these properties on a regular basis, and they buy them, and then they go up in value to some degree because the market is going up. They either refinance them or they can sell them and they move on and something else, and they just kind of keep building and building their portfolio. But when the interest rates come along and it can't be done that way, and it's not viable to do that, well, then you get a lot of problems because properties are expensive to operate, and as their expenses go up and you can't refinance and this kind of thing, you get to the point where you might not make those notes anymore, or the loans get adjusted, and now your for lack of a better term, your mortgage payment basically goes sky high, and you got other problems there. So investors have to start then putting all kinds of money into these properties. Well, a lot of times, sometimes they'll walk away from it, but nevertheless, the office space around the country is changing dramatically. Part of this, of course, and we made a joke earlier about the new Senator Butler, right, from California, that she lives in Maryland, evidently, so maybe she just Zoom call to California whenever she needs to, but there's a lot of remote work going on, and that just is another outgrowth of the pandemic. That would have progressed along a different trajectory, but we'd still get to that point at some point where a lot of people are working remotely. The pandemic accelerated that, I think, really to a great degree. But as the real estate market changes like that, you don't need all that office space. Then it lies fallow. In my area here in Orange County, they just took down a lot of commercial space and a lot of retail space that had been there literally for 30 years. And they bulldozed it, and they're going to be building apartments. And it's right near some dining, but also some entertainment, movie theaters, and things like that. But they're finding that these big, huge huge square foot, 100,000 square foot places and so forth. They just don't have the ability to do that unless it's like a fitness place or something like that. But these big square footage stores, they're on the out, right? For the most part. So they get rid of them and they're going to build living accommodations, apartments, things like that. So the landscape will change dramatically with all of this. But that's what they're talking about here. I mean, there could be this major reset, shall we say, in the commercial value. So it's part of what the future kind of looks like, because work has changed. And if you talk to anybody, they're saying, well, I work a couple of days from home. I do this, I do that. I can get my job done from anywhere in the country. If you're lucky enough, you have a job like that, you can move wherever you want as long as you get your other work done, right? But for others, if you're in the UAW and you're building cars in Detroit, you can't do that remotely. We learned all that in the pandemic, of course, too. So the way things change, the way things pan out is going to be incredibly interesting, and sometimes a little bit painful as well. That's why these interest rates and the Fed, I mean, and I believe Chris Markowski. I trust his opinion implicitly. I'm hoping the Fed doesn't come out and start to continue to raise rates, because if that happens, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, again, is warning that, there could be more rate hikes in the offing here, and warns that it's not beyond the realm of possibility that you get to 7%. Right? 7% interest rates are going out the gate. I mean, that none of this is going to be helpful. None of this is going to make us make things better. I don't think it's going to control inflation. It's just going to cause more pain. But oddly enough, we hear sometimes, well, it's going to cause pain. We've got to cause all this pain in order to make people stop spending, and we didn't drive the prices down, and all this will put downward pressure. Yes, like these technical jargon terms, we're going to put downward pressure onto prices. And then therefore, it just doesn't, people don't see it like that. You know what people think? They think, something's happening here, and I can't control it. My wages don't keep up. And that's another sort of clinical way of talking about it. Well, wages are not keeping up with prices. And so therefore, and again, it's not just your wages aren't keeping up. It's your take-home pay. That's, I think, the way people look at it. It's the way I look at it. It's your take-home pay. And I can't go to the store and buy all the stuff I need to buy, especially if I have children or I have something else I need to do, and I have to really watch my expenses. That's a real, real, real concern. All right, folks, once again, 1-877-969-8600. We got Eric in Jacksonville. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning, yes. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Hey, real quick about Ukraine here, the financing going into Ukraine. I think it's very telling that the Pentagon has come out saying that Ukraine will continue to be funded at any cost. And I'm getting pretty close to a quote on that one. I think people should be, as I say, their hackles should be raised on this one, because there's a lot of money that's going there that is unaccounted for, number one. That's been talked about. Number two, a couple months back, DOD put out a report that 3/5 of all weapon systems and munitions brought into theater of Ukraine, sent to Ukraine, is unaccounted for. They're it's a clerical error. No one can account for the munitions and weapon systems, 3/5 that have been sent into Ukraine or reportedly sent into Ukraine. So that should be number two. And I think that with the administration and the powers that be purposefully misrepresenting, as I say, the actual facts on the ground is a number, also very telling in that there is no exit strategy. Rumsfeld talked about having a long war during the global war on terror. People thought he was crazy, this, that, and the other. We ended up doing, 22 years on that one? 21 years?
Right,
on this,
yeah.
Long war? Okay, so we pulled out of Afghanistan. Where's that defense money going to go if there's not something next? That's my opinion. And lastly, with the 105-year-old young warrior that was just recognized for, for his service during World War II, people should realize he was born at the end of World War I.
Wow, that's right.
All of American history, all the way through up to present day. So I think, you know, we should honor him and, how should I say, not misrepresenting what others may say about themselves. Anyway, thanks, Kyle. Thanks for my call. Sure.
Yeah, thank you, Eric. Take care. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. We're heading to our break here. We're actually heading to the end of the program, but stay tuned for more great talk programming on this great radio station. Thanks to Joe Weaver for producing. Thanks to everyone at AM 860 and GCN. I'm Kyle Warren. We will see you tomorrow morning. Make it a great day, everybody.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.